Welcome back, then. That's the podcast. And over to Derek for the weather.
It's so hot.
You're goddamn right, Derek. We fucked up, didn't we?
Too much plastic, I say.
All that goddamn hairspray. Mm-hmm. What's the point of having kids, huh?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If they're just going to be alive in this, you know, right now, the average temperature is what? 108? 109 with humidity?
Yeah.
Imagine... Bro, a kid born now, bro, imagine how hot it's going to be in 2050.
I don't think we can.
Yeah.
I don't think we have the thermometers for it. I don't think we can fit it that many.
Yeah. The thermometers don't go that high currently. Yeah, they're going to have to invent new... the Doppler? Yeah, bro, they're going to have to...
I don't think... Because there's a lowest a temperature can get. Absolute zero, but I don't think there is a highest. It's gonna have to go higher because that's how high it's gonna be.
I mean, I'm sure there's a highest. You know, whatever
it's the highest we've seen. Yeah, I don't think there's a limit to how high it can go.
I guess whenever folks start screaming, that's probably.
I be screaming all the time. I go to take out the trash sometimes, and I'm like, man, fuck, fuck.
I personally like the heat, honestly. I like just going outside and just melting. That's great. Yeah. It makes me feel alive, you know?
Mm-hmm. Dude, I keep getting scared. One, because I have a crack in my windshield that grows an inch every day. So that's
a lot. Yeah.
That's like an SAT problem.
Yeah, how long do I have before I have to drop $200 on a new one? I tell you what, we're going to find out. Yeah. Not a fucking second
before
I have to.
We're pushing it to the exact second.
Until it is on my dashboard, I am not doing it.
And then you might get a couple more miles out of it, like the red light just came on.
I like the breeze. Ooh, wee.
I like the bugs. Ooh.
I like the shards. But also, yeah, just I get in my car and it, you know, it's so hot. My dashboard thermometer says like 118. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if it gets much hotter than this, at what degree do you just like die or like pass out?
I mean, because it's hotter other places as well.
Yeah,
they I assume Arizona.
Hotter, I don't know if it's as hot because they say it's like hotter in Arizona or whatever. It's like 120 or like Las Vegas. But they say it's worse here because it's like wet.
Mm.
But I mean, I don't know. I guess there's
well, like I know because this is like other... I think there is like all dry. Mm-hmm. Like you go out there. That's just the sun raw dogging you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know they just all up in your shit down there.
I don't know. There are places in like India that get up to 130, and it's like, Christ. Bro, they're fine. I mean,
are they? No, not like Indians. I mean, people that have to weather those temperatures, surely there's some negative effects.
I mean, okay, they're probably not fine in the traditional sense of it's healthy, but shit, they're making it.
Yeah.
Good on them.
So it's like, hey, 130 is not the max. Shit, keep it going.
I mean, trust me, it will.
Yeah.
It will get hotter and hotter.
They're also, I guess they're brown too, which is like, you know, they're not going to get melanoma like I'm going to for sure from this.
Sun. I mean, you can still get it, but it's like, yeah, you get a little adapted to it. The sun got to try a little harder. Mm-hmm. The sun got to take the training jacket off.
Catch you slipping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Sun's got to put in a couple overtime hours to.
I don't know, man. I think we're fine. We just need I just think we just need more pools. I think that's what it
is. That's a fact. Hey, ATTP listeners, the loyal guests, you've made it this far into the podcast. If you have a pool that one of us can get into, or three of us, if it's an extra large kiddie pool,
all four of us.
Yeah, all four of us. Yeah.
Fourth member, Mandollar.
Yeah, Mandollar. Our producers, Gavin and Gabby. Yeah. If you can fit them in there also.
And Ruby Doobie.
Yes. And Ruby Doobie. Invite us out. I'm trying to go swim in someone's pool. You know
absolutely,
what I mean?
Absolutely,
yeah. If you invite me out to swim, I'll bring over barbecue meats. They will be raw. You will still need the barbecue. But
I will pull up. I will have the shirt on,
mm-hmm.
And I will be walking around with a wet T-shirt
mm-hmm.
on. Before I get in the pool.
Yeah,
he's hopping out the car, wet T-shirt.
Smells like chlorine.
What? Yeah, no, it's an issue, but we only got 5 more months. And then it's cooling off.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
break out that windbreaker,
and then we're gonna reach absolute zero.
And then we'll be begging you to invite us to your hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Invite us to your. Damn it! I haven't been in a hot tub, man. And I'm like, I can't remember the last time we've been in a hot tub.
Oh,
I bet they're amazing.
But there are really good.
Yeah,
every time
fun.
I've been in one, I've been like, whoa.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. fun.
Jeez.
When was the last time I was in a hot tub? Ooh, 2021? Beginning?
Last year?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like you were remembering the war. Was that a gun down that Charlie? What was that been? 54?
Yeah, it was 2021. Yeah.
Yeah. Fun time. Ooh, wee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was drunk as shit.
Let's go.
I mean, it seems like that's the only way to really enjoy a hot tub.
No.
It'd be in some type of inebriation.
You actually are not supposed to be intoxicated in a hot tub.
Says who?
You are.
The hot tub people.
The hot tub people.
Because of the heat, it's the same with like taking a really hot bath when you're drunk. The heat somehow accelerates the alcohol in your blood or something. It makes you drunker, basically.
You get really hot. And they don't want you to do that?
Yeah, because you could fucking drown.
Oh, okay. It's like when they say when they give you like Vicodin or like pain medicine, they're like, don't drink on it. Mm-hmm. But there's like a little winky emoji right next to it. Like,
you're going to not a real doctor.
I was gonna say
a real pharmacist.
Wait, your prescriptions don't have emojis on it at all?
Chris's pharmacy is just called like VCS. They swap the C and the V.
The very cool store.
I got your prescription right here.
They're eyeballing it. You're like, how many do I get, Doc? He's like, shit.
Some for you, some for me.
How many I got left? Shit. Did I say 11? You got 9.
Yeah,
it's 9 to a bottle.
Looks like your insurance is going to cover it. He's just making a copy of your car. Thanks, I needed this. I got to have surgery on my foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, but I am trying to pull it up this summer, bro. Yeah. Been to the beach, cross that off. Wanna go to a pool, hot tub, shit. Wanna do the ice bucket challenge again? Trying to do all of it, dog.
Yeah, bro. They still got some ALS patients out there.
It's still out there, dog.
Yeah,
man. I don't think all that ice water cured it. Mm-hmm. Which sucks, man. They got Steven Hellenberg, creator of SpongeBob, unfortunately.
Fuck.
R.I.P. Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
God damn it.
I mean, that happened, like, I think 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But, yeah, still unfortunate.
I remember one person got, I don't know if they got arrested, or they did get arrested. I don't know if they got, like, sent to jail or something like that. But as a prank, they did the ice bucket challenge. But it was like, they were like, oh, man, we want to get the whole family in on it. And it shows them, like, dumping on their mom, their brother, their sister. And then they go to, like, a gravestone. Where their dad is,
and
they dump the water on the gravestone,
and then a zombie pops out
with the cure. But they got arrested because they did that, and the gravestone was not related to them.
Oh, just the other. They got arrested for that?
Yeah, just a random, like, someone saw it go viral and was like, that's my fucking dad.
Cop. What in the? Yeah, they started the ice bucket challenge. They were like dumping ice on people. And they were like, we're looking for a cure for ALS. And Steven Hellenberg was like, I'm ready. No, come on. We miss and love him dearly.
Man. about dyeing my hair. And I think that's going to be the look for the summer. Dyed hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone about it earlier today. And I just don't want to fuck it up. But like, bro, we only got like 4 more years left.
Mm-hmm. At least.
So it's time to start doing everything, bro.
Yeah, yeah, man.
4 more years.
Yeah, bro.
Shout it out.
To the listener, it's getting too hot. It's getting too cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Riots
There's
in the street.
There's too many tornadoes.
Too many tornadoes.
The rent's too damn high.
The rent's too damn high. Dude. Bro, you know what I mean?
Wages are too damn low.
Our immunity is right where it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The virus just really... The virus is so funny, dog. Like, it just... Every time that we get a little bit of immunity, it's like, all right, man. Hey, fuck y'all, bro.
Hey, y'all boys thought I was soft?
I'm going to change up on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to swap this one. Just rips out part of it, puts it somewhere else like a fucking Mr. Potato Head. Now what do you got? Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah. So that's why now I'm doing all the things. I mean, I always try and do that, but now we're doing all the things that, you know, we might not get a chance to, you know, in a few years if, you know, they get back in control.
Huh?
What was that? You know what I mean? There may be some liberties that we don't get anymore. You know, like dyeing your hair.
Mike Pence is going to make dyeing your hair. I said I was talking to Mother the other day. What does he sound? I don't even remember what he sounds like at all.
That's the thing about vice presidents, man. You rarely see him.
Yeah, you really don't.
You know, I don't even know what Kamala Harris sounds like. Which is suspicious. Because I saw Joe Biden explode on a bike this week, which is pretty funny. Man, need to get that man some training wheels or something. Goddamn. You see that video?
Oh, where he fell off the bike?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm glad they only have the one angle.
Yeah.
Because if they got the other one, they would have seen me pushing him.
Putting a little stick in the spokes.
One single tear is falling from his cheek. You're doing it on your own now, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
I think we all can collectively. No,
he's like, no, not yet.
I know my man's human, but like stuff like that got to disqualify you for being president.
Right.
Like,
bro, I don't think we need to see our president falling off. Dog. Stuff, we can collectively agree. That's,
hey, bro.
That ain't a good look, dog.
They're going to be at the UN laughing at us, dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your president can't ride a bike.
Yeah, man, we don't let it slide. Missions. Him being up there just fucking mumbling to himself about wars that he's remembering, you know, and then it was like, fine, it's all right. He's old, but you know, whatever. But now he's like, fucking can't even stay on a bike. He's drunk riding a bike in public. We can't have that happen, man.
Yeah. Also, who put that man on a bike, bro? Y'all had him in cars and bus seats and all
helicopters.
That stuff, bro. Who decided my man was going to be able to ride a bike 60 feet in front of a bunch of cameras? Mm-hmm. Like, whoever that was need to be fired.
You know, back in my day, we had one with a really big wheel and one really small one. That's what he's used to.
Yeah.
He learned riding the one really big
one. He's used to one of those bikes where it has like 4 different seats on it. there's tandem bikes. Yeah.
See, you know, I used to ride a bike with gears on it. y'all ain't brief him about that.
I used to ride the tandem bike with my dead wife.
She's right next to him. Yeah. The ghost of his dead wife.
Yeah. She's behind him on the tandem bike.
She pushed
him
off. Shit. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's for getting remarried.
Who's this other bitch? Who's Joe?
Why is that?
I don't know.
What? Okay, I know it's probably like a very good reason, but why is every president gotta be married? Because I feel like, bro. I mean, again, most people are president in their 60s or 70s or whatever. But like, bro, if I was a young president. Hey, we're going to be single for a little bit. We single for at least the first term. You know what I mean?
Well, you can't even be young. I mean, the youngest you can be is 35, which is also kind of a crazy fucking rule.
Yeah.
Oh,
because what does that mean?
Not. I think they had that rule because folks was dying at 55.
What?
Okay. What?
Like so George Washington and the boys?
Older than?
So they were like, if you were 35, you are the oldest. You are the oldest a person has ever been. Yeah. You know what I mean? You've outlived all your friends, most of your family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you've won most of your battles. Everybody had battles. Yeah.
You, if you were 35, you've won every duel you've been challenged to.
If you're 35, you crossed the Delaware.
You was at the Rubicon. Yeah. You was at Gettysburg. Mm-hmm. You was at...
You was into shit.
Yeah. So I think they have that as a benchmark because they're like, fucking anybody who made it to 35, he got a lead.
He knows something we don't know.
The rest of the people in the battalion is 13, so he's the oldest adult ever.
Yeah, all the rules are so silly, like the being born here one was also made in like the 1700s to prevent treason.
Yeah.
Like they were afraid you'd be born in another country and then sent over here to, I don't know, become president and then make us... I guess just steer the ship right into the fucking glacier or whatever.
Absolutely. Because it's like someone could get, you know what I mean, bankrolled by the country that they're infiltrating from. And then they make a bunch of policies. You know, like you would hate it to be like a French guy who comes over, becomes president. Then he's like, what if we called it, you know, the USA of France?
I was born in South Carolina. Are you from Charleston?
Yeah, bro, we got to stop that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man, there's a lot of fucking old traditions that I feel like we can get rid of. Mm-hmm. Like the fact there's like no terms in the Senate. Like people could just be on the—is it the Senate that they just there's like they just be on there forever?
Supreme Court,
Supreme Court. Yeah, Senate is every 4 or 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yeah. House is 2.
Which is crazy because I feel like those need to be updated often.
Yeah,
the Supreme Court.
It's insane. What do I want a fucking 90-year-old man making the fucking laws for?
Yeah.
Pop can't see good no more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bro. That seems so sick, though.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you got a job in 74, and they was like, all right. Hey, that's bro. It. Hey, that's it. That's yeah, it. Hey, this is what you do now. Mm-hmm. You get to do that until you die.
Yeah. And you get, I don't maybe 100, 120 vacation days a year.
Easily.
Like, they don't work that easily. Fucking much. Yeah. They do, they're sitting down on a bench.
Yeah, absolutely. Just reading.
And one thing they get to do, if they don't feel ready to like vote on a thing, bro, they can just push it till later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which seems like a great job. Yeah. Where it's like, fuck, that vote was this
week.
I
mean, I get it. If I was on the Supreme Court, I'm like, hey, man, I'm gonna let this ride. They're gonna have to fire me from this job.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you all this before, but the listeners may not know. I remember hearing that like Clarence Thomas, I think, has just not spoken in like 10 years. Like they're supposed to like talk to the people and deliberate on the cases.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, because he just knows he's always gonna vote conservatively, he just doesn't, he like reads a magazine.
Hmm.
Just while he's there, he doesn't even like pay attention.
That's good. That's hilarious.
Yeah, pretty sick.
My man's.
It'd be more than 10 years.
He's like fully asleep, but he has on some shades.
He's literally like been asleep.
Before. Yeah. He drew some eyes on him.
Tattoos on his eyes. Like his fucking strange wilderness.
Clarence. Yeah, no, I'm awake. Yeah.
Justin Long.
Yeah. Bannon.
Yeah, no. Fucking.
Yeah.
Don't legalize it.
Yeah. Whatever it is, no.
Whatever these other 4 fucking guys. You know how this works, right? Yeah. You guys flip-flop and pick it. We all vote one way. You all vote one way. What a dumb fucking system, dude.
Mm-hmm. Do you think judge is a good job to have?
Judge?
Yes.
Yeah, man. You can be on TV. Judge Mathis, Judge...
I guess you do get the...
Judge Judy.
Judge TV. Mathis is getting a fucking reality TV show.
Is he?
That? Mm-hmm. Mathis Family Matters.
Wow. Yeah, now I'm all right. I'm going to log in for that one.
It looks great.
Sending his nieces and nephews to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think a judge would be pretty sick, man. It's funny. I think Judge Judy, the show stopped, but now it's just, it was like, it went from Judge Judy to now just Judy Justice, which is great.
Wow. Sounds like a porn name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Judy Justice.
Yeah.
Justice.
Jugs galore. It sounds like a terrible day, yeah. She's gonna lay down the law.
Judy, please.
Can you help me out of this gown, stepbrother? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You ready to do some hard time? Oh, my God. Miss Justice. Is Judge Justice to you?
throw him under the jail. Mm-hmm. Make sure he never sees his family again. Mm-hmm. She still has to go to work.
Yeah, I mean.
So, they're going to jail.
But also bond denied.
Yeah. Bond denied. Yeah. Life without parole.
Pound your hard gavel.
Yeah. He's getting fucking 6 to 10. Yeah. I feel like I'd be too soft to be a judge, bro.
You have to be hard to be a judge?
Yeah. To be like a judge, bro, you gotta, like, folks be in there crying. Folks mm-hmm. be in there holding up their children. Mm-hmm. Folks be in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Lying. Just lying.
Yeah.
Just
straight up lying to your face.
Nah, Judge. I promise it wasn't me. And it's like, we got you on video. Like, that's a deep fake.
It's like, nah, brother.
Shit. This is just someone's back, bro. Yeah. Yeah, I have that hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's a popular hoodie. Yeah.
It was a Supreme hoodie. What was I supposed to do, Judge?
Yeah.
It dropped. I waited in line for this.
Yeah. I just feel, because like, I always see the stories where it's like a judge gets threatened or someone tries to kill a judge.
Right. In movies, people are always like, bro, this judge let this murderer off, so I'm going to kill him.
Right.
And that, I don't think that
happens. But in the reverse, like, say you a judge and you send someone to jail for 10 years and then. At year 10, they're like, bro, you still live here. Like, we still live in the same county, mm-hmm. so I'm going to catch you. Yeah. I would think, bro, yeah. Being a judge, I'd be afraid, like, if I was sending people to jail, I'd be like, let me see if my man, are you the a bunch of sit-ups in your cell type, or are you the reading type? Going to make me...
did you convert to Islam? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or are you going to be, you're going to get a picture and throw darts into it?
They said it'd take a man 10,000 years to get out of this year prison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think, yeah. I can't think of any. But you don't see judges being, like, kind in movies and stuff. But it's like, are there, like, cool judges like that?
Yeah,
there has to be.
There are tons of cool judges.
I remember, I mean.
And then they get voted out.
I feel like.
You get disbarred.
I think, did this happen when I got pulled over for that bullshit black eyes ticket and I had brought you with me to the courtroom that one day to contest it? I think the judge was pretty cool that day. That guy, he kind of was just like, man.
He was like, well, you know, he still made you go to that fucking class with all those kids. And it's like, bro, I didn't do it.
I didn't see no black eyes.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's. That's the thing about black eyes—you can't see it. I don't care.
I didn't see no bell.
Mm-hmm. He was just like, just take a class. Yeah, because he was like, "Are you in school?" And I was like, "I was bullshitting." I was like,
"Yeah, man.
I'm a student."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, aren't we all students of the universe? You know, I'm always learning.
Streets universe.
Yeah, student of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Also, bro, that cop lied. That cop was going to T-bone us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That cop ran that light and then just said that
No siren or nothing.
Yeah, that cop ran that light and then just he was like, whoa, I almost slammed into you. Why were you taking that corner so fast? You know there's black ice out here. And it's like, you weren't even fully into the turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cop just did not want to get in trouble. It was actually, it's your fault.
Yeah, and they went through the whole thing and gave me a ticket.
Mm-hmm. And then his body cam footage got mysteriously deleted.
Yeah, bro.
Man. Yeah, that sucks, bro.
You know the judge that I would love, you know, to be in the courtroom for me?
Who?
Judge Fudge. He can't sentence you because he's far too busy being delicious.
Yep, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You guys ever seen Drawn Together? Mm-hmm. The first animated reality show?
Mm-hmm. Been a long time.
Does not hold up.
It does not hold up.
It's
a show that came out in 2004.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, yeah, early, they wrote it.
It was like crazy horny. It was like
it was crazy, horny, mm-hmm. crazy, racist, dumb, crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? All the stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Really is yeah.
Back when you could enjoy comedy.
Yeah.
Back when that was what comedy was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just say, oh yeah. He's like, you know, we all can laugh at each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But mostly at minorities.
I mean, yes. Yeah, yeah. We're learning to laugh at each other, but also line up first, lightest to darkest, and we go go down
yeah.
the line.
Yeah, I remember the lineup. It was drawn together, then mind them and see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to be on boundary pushing.
Yeah. And then, you know, well, wait, what was the one? Fucking dude, mind him and see you after dark.
Is this him in blackface?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I get why they. I mean, fucking even Tosh, they had to clean that up. The early seasons, my man was saying wild stuff.
Yeah, but that's always been him.
Yeah.
He's kind of. He's.
I feel like they were supposed to get canceled every season or something stupid like that.
Tosh.0?
Yeah.
Man. That's crazy. I feel like, man, that was like the only show that I watched every single episode when it came out.
I think I stopped having cable after High Fashion, whatever that season was.
Yeah.
High Fashion.
Yeah.
Man, fuck. I wish I could have got tickets. I think he was going to Tennessee somewhere. I was going
to. Damn, really?
Get tickets, yeah.
I didn't even know he was still touring. Yeah, I would love to go see him, man. All of his albums are fucking incredible, dude. Mm-hmm. Literally timeless.
Completely Serious is the best. Like, that's a top special for sure.
For sure.
PJ and Tamar to the show last weekend.
Flex.
And we were just, it was a fun time. We were just running our mouths. And do y'all remember what happened to sex comedies? Like,
yeah, dude, I've been wondering what the fuck. I
not not like a hilarious porno, like the raunchy sex comedy.
Yeah, like
movie?
Stuff like Sex Drive. Like, fucking.
Oh, I thought you meant like, what's it called? Spider Girl.
Wait, what?
What a throwback!
You never saw Spider Girl?
You never saw Spider Girl?
No, bro, what's Spider Girl?
Talk about a fucking hilarious movie that also made you bust three or four times. Bro, I had to watch it in, you know, different intervals.
Yes, bro.
I had to watch it 30 minutes at a time.
Is this a real... Wait, so what is Spider... Is it a porno?
It's like a Cinemax movie.
Cinemax and Stars and all of them had a bunch of After Dark movies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Some of them were just...
Oh, so that was just one that was, like, really popular.
Yeah. It was just, like, a parody of the first Spider-Man movie, mm-hmm. but it was a girl who got bit by...
A horny ass spider?
Right. I don't know if it was like a funny thing or if it was just a horny spider. I just remember one of the first, because I remember seeing it and being like, Spider Girl, what is this? And then like one of the first scenes, she's like fucking jerking off. She's rubbing it down.
Mm.
And then a bunch of like the Spider-Man like sticky web shoots out and hits a guy in the face.
Whoa.
And it's like... Oh, hey, bro, we gonna have to run this back. I didn't know they was doing it like this in the MCU. Hold up.
Damn, Tobey Maguire looking right.
I'm telling you. Toby did get all thick for this movie. Yeah. Spider Girl. I remember that, bro.
You know what I'm watching tonight? I'm gonna have to pop that in the old.
Honestly, I need to watch it again, bro. It's been forever. Yeah. Boy, I remember when I was a kid, there was nothing better.
Yeah, we had fucking hacked cable box, so all that stuff we could just go on after, like, you know, when it came on at night. Mm-hmm. And it's like the parodies very true to form, but also they would play it over like Cinemax had to have like 18-19 channels. Mm-hmm. And it was playing on half of them all the time.
After whatever the movie came on at like 10, after that, oh, it's a free for all. Hey. What was it? Fuck, there was this one. I can't remember. I'm trying to be like coy, but oh, I can't remember. What was that? Yeah, what was that Skinamax movie?
Geez, oh, it's the tip of my tongue.
Lord of the G-String. I think is the name of it. Yeah, man. Those Skinamax movies.
Yeah,
I just remember. Yeah, I definitely. That was always be a thing. Sometimes I would like fall asleep with a TV on. And then, like, I'll be watching a movie, and I'd just wake up, and there would just be people fucking on the TV. And I'd be like, all right.
But some of them wasn't even, like, you know, it wasn't even hardcore. It would just be,
it was all softcore.
Oh, yeah. Bro, there was one that would come on all the time that was about a guy who, do you know what a holodeck is? I don't want to have to explain it if y'all, do y'all know what a holodeck is from Star Trek?
No.
Fuck. Holodeck in Star Trek, they have a thing called a holodeck on the ship where it's a computer that runs different programs and it's like you're inside the program. So they'll be like, run World War II program and you're a soldier in World War II. You can talk to all these robots, do things physically, interact with them, all that stuff.
Right.
It was just one about a guy who programmed like a holodeck style room to build the perfect woman. And then he would go in that room and have sex with her. And then the AI became sentient, and then she started, like, getting jealous of my man having sex with other people in the holodeck, and then trapped him in there, and then just made a bunch of programs to, like, fuck with him. But every single program was just another different lady who had sex with him. So he'd be like, let me out. You can't keep me trapped in here. And she'd be like, okay. And then it just load up like another dick sucking program. He'd be like,
he'd be like, you got me again.
No.
No! Please stop. It hurts.
I'm so thirsty. But I remember that. I was such a horny little guy. I remember that would come on and I'd be like, it came on so much that my kid brain, I was like, they don't got this technology, right? They don't, you know what I mean? Like, I know it's a movie, but is DARPA working on this currently?
I hope these are what our tax dollars are going to.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were so many of those. That was the whole, bro, I remember that was the whole reason, like I was telling in the car, I watched every single, American Pie and National Lampoon's Van Wilder straight to DVD movie, like all of them.
Yeah,
Wisetage.
And they are
Naked Mile.
Book
of Love.
Book of Love.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro, and they're all, they're like bad movies, right? But I watched all of them, just in case I got to see a titty and. Bro, they got them in there.
Yeah. I mean, usually, that's usually why they went straight to DVD.
Except for the newest one. I think I told you guys about it. It's about four girls who are in high school, and they're all trying.
The one that's on Netflix.
Yeah. I watched that one, and it's the first one without Eugene Levy, and the first one with no nudity. And that shit got like
a zero on Rotten
Tomatoes. Yeah. People trying to get it taken off Netflix.
Eugene Levy tried to get it taken off Netflix. Come on, I'm on
How
here.
Dare you Shit's besmirch?
Yeah, man.
I was telling about it because I watched all of them like when I was younger. And you know, last weekend I watched all of them. I watched all of them. And bro. A bunch of them are just crimes, dog. Like, a bunch of them are straight up, hey, bro, somebody's gonna lock Evan's Netflix for me watching all these. There's one called Van Wilder or National Lampoon's Van Wilder's Band Camp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
About Stifler's cousin who goes to band camp, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole subplot of the movie is he hears from Stifler that band camp girls are all crazy and they're trying to fuck all the time, blah, blah, blah. So he goes there and nobody's trying to fuck him because he sucks. Like, he's just terrible to be around and all that stuff. So one thing he does is he's like, I need some money. So he meets this nerdy tech dude at the camp.
and they set up a bunch of cameras in the ladies' like bathroom.
Yep, they did that.
In the showers, and then they start like selling subscriptions online, like an online like porno subscription where it's like, if you want to see nerdy man girls get undressed, $29.99. And then
they invest in crypto. Take all the money. I think I've seen this before. I've seen this timeline.
And then he's like, have you heard of Ethereum? Stifler was like, nah. I just came up with the titties.
5 cents? No thanks.
They do that. And then there's no like resolution. They aren't like, damn, it's terrible to do this. They don't meet like a lady who, you know, a bunch of people saw and then started harassing her, and they're like, we shouldn't do that. That's fucked up. They just do it, make some money.
And then they did.
And then the movie just keeps going. Yeah. And it's like, oh wait.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the unfortunate part about a lot of these movies. They do have that little thread of it's like, you know, you kind of have to turn the other cheek to these morally questionable characters.
What is like,
because what was that thing in like, I think what was it, Revenge of the Nerds? I never saw it, but I just remember that was like a thing. Like, I think one of the nerds or whatever like dressed up or made himself look like another person and then hooked up with another lady.
Mm-hmm. Oh god.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's a hard R you can't do.
Yeah. And then now they didn't, I mean, I'm sure they had laws for it, but now it's that by deception. Because a bunch of things fall under it now. Mm-hmm. Like, one thing you can't do, cannot pretend to be richer than you are to convince someone to sleep with you.
Hold up.
Chris, I'm just going to go ahead and leave this marker in here for when you're editing, because I don't know what you're about to say, but I want you to bleep it. I want you to bleep all of it. I don't know what
I don't know what's coming. But
wait, so I'm just curious.
Like illegal?
That is illegal, and not only can you be sued in civil court, you can potentially be taken to criminal court for it.
That's so crazy. Like, what do you mean? So like, if you pull up on a date,
you pull up on a lady, uh-huh, you rented a McLaren,
okay,
and you're like, hey, guess who just cashed out all his Bitcoin? Uh-huh. And then you take her back to wherever you're going, hook up with her, and then
it's an Airbnb you're renting, and you're like, this is my place.
and then the next day you're like, actually girl, hey, Bitcoin dropped 90%.
Damn girl, I'm about to take everything.
Broke shit. Yeah, yeah.
What if it's like she's like, wow, how much do you make? And you're like, shit, the $90,000, and you make $85,000.
Is that still illegal?
I mean, then you'll have to nickel and dime that with the judge. You know what I mean?
I just think that's why I wouldn't want to be a judge.
Yeah, you got to make that decision.
I got to give you 10 years.
hey, bro. Hey. You need 5 bands.
I mean, like, yeah, you know.
You got to start driving Uber on the weekends, champ.
Hey, bro. By the time the deposition drop, hey, you got to have the money or else.
I just think, because then it's like, so, if somebody hooked, but then, so if you lie about that, but like, how would they know how much money you make? If that's the thing, though.
Shit.
When would that become like IRS, a thing, though?
I think once you go to court, you probably have to either prove your innocence by pulling up your Cash App or whatever.
I would just hate.
Just have that one screenshot that every fake Bitcoin miner. Look at this! Yeah. I made in 5 hours using Bitcoin miner.
Wow, 20,000! Just all you do is like make account.
Judge, I sent them 500, earned 20,000. Wow.
Judge, I promise. They're about to flip it any day, Judge. But,
okay, all right. Okay. All right, now, again, I'm going to say this for the record. I think lying or deceiving anybody into having sexual intercourse with you is wrong. You should not do that. I'm saying that. Now, with that out the way, do you think it works in reverse? Like, you think, can you sue somebody for pretending to be broken than they actually are?
Yeah, of course it works.
Like, if you were hooking up with a girl who was kind of living this like artsy lifestyle, right? But meanwhile, you know, she got like millions in bank account.
Can you meet up with a girl and she lives, you know, She's like, oh, yeah, I'm a freelance artist. I don't have a lot of money. Then you hook up and you find out her parents own Wachovia. Yeah.
Can you sue for that, for her being super rich?
Only if you hooked up with her because she was broke. If you was like, damn, girl, you look a little hungry, and that's sexy as shit. It turns out she's not eating because she can't decide what to get flown in.
Yeah.
Like, I see you in small claims court. You mean having fucking handing out this meat to rich?
I would like to think like broke appropriation. I think that has to be against the law as well.
Absolutely.
Don't be pretending like homeless, like how people sometimes dress up like homeless people to get change, and then
you have on Sheen, Ashley. Mm-hmm. You have a trust fund.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what's wrong with you?
It's got to work both ways. But that's just there have been a few.
I mean, it probably wouldn't work because
it's also like your. Mm-hmm. If you pretend to be like crazy rich and then, you know, like you link up with folks, then you're impersonating, you know, you're pretending to be something you're not. So people are like, because folks will be like, oh, bro, I was only going to have sex with that lady because she said she had $1 million.
I was only going to have sex with that guy because I thought he was his identical twin.
Which, hey, yeah, you can't do that either.
Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Cannot.
Man.
Yeah, that is a weird old early 2000s comedy trope right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just the twins fucking each other's partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also a thing too. Yeah, twins. That was always like a thing. It's like, oh wow. And twins.
Yeah, very strange.
Yeah.
Very strange. Because incest has always been illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that always implied like, oh, I want to fuck these twins. Which kind of makes them, you know, they're kind of having sex with each other.
Right.
And the implication.
Which, I mean.
Or it could be like you like love situation. You ever seen the show Love with Paul Rust? And what's the other lady? Gillian Jacobs? Nah. Well, in the first episode, Paul Rust, he's about to hook up with these two ladies. But then I guess he finds out that they're like siblings. And then they're like, "Yeah, we trying to bang." And he's like, "No, I ain't trying to bang y'all related." And they're like, "Well, no, we just this is like our thing, you know."
Oh, like the Yin Yang Twins.
Yeah,
like the ATL Twins.
ATL Twins.
That's happened before. Mm-hmm. I remember.
Did you and your brother used to do that?
Huh? Oh, nah, bro. That was one thing. Me and my brother were never on. We were never. Folks is like, oh, y'all probably get on girls together. And it's like,
No, not at all, bro. I'm good.
Because I knew so many folks who, you know what I mean, they would go out and try and meet girls with their brothers and then try and make something happen. And it's like, bro, how are we going to go back and look our grandma in the face after some shit like that? Absolutely not, bro. It's like, where have you guys been at? Y'all both look a little tussled up. It's like, I mean, shit, you know, hey, boys will be boys.
Your brother's like, I was reading the Bible.
I don't know what they were doing.
No, I was in there getting a good word. But I remember watching... Again, late night, had cable box. They used to have, what was it called when, it's not Cheaters, it's not Eliminate. It was just a dating show where someone would go on a date with two people and then they would decide who they wanted to go home with at the end of the night. Oh, man. I mean,
it kind of sounds like
it might be Eliminate. I don't know. But they just had... after dark version where folks would be together and then they would just, you know, fucking fool around and then you'd get to watch it and be like, hell yeah, hell yeah. And then one of the episodes, a guy went on a date with two twin sisters and he was making out with both of them. And then they started making out with each other.
Oh no.
Yeah. Like in the episode. And then he was like, actually, I don't think I want to date either of you guys. And it's like, bro, they made out together. You got to pick one of them, dog.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. And they just let that ride. But they're also, you know, they're these porn stars. They're twins. They have sex with people together. And it's like, hey, get your money up. You know what I mean? Do your thing. Yeah. Again, Couldn't be me. Shit. Because
I'm getting something up over here, that's for sure. Oh. You guys know, you know what I'm
talking about. Folks, we got it.
And folks, we got it.
Andy said he had more money than
yes, sir. The cops arrest you. Check his Venmo.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, you know, no kink.
Requested $5 for paper towels from his roommate. He ain't got
it. Yeah, he ain't got it. Yep. Boys, take him in.
You know, yeah, you know, no kink shame. You know, if you out here doing your thing, do your thing. But, you know, leave your family out of it.
Because I know some siblings who have had sex with the same person separately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? But, nah, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
not a group activity, or not a group activity, not a family activity.
Yeah. I'm not.
Now, if it's just you and one of your very close friends, like if you and a lady you know, hey, y'all trying to make something happen, or Chris, mm-hmm. if it's you and you know,
yeah.
You're trying to
gruesome twosome, huh? You trying to ride, boy?
Derek, I've been waiting for this moment, bro. Nope.
Ladies, slide into DMs right now. Cast a call right now.
Readers, do not pay attention. All right, yeah, put a marker here too.
You ain't gonna catch me, master.
No, you know what I mean. Not to kink shame. If that's what y'all do, if you're currently listening to the podcast with your sister or brother, hey, take shifts. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Tag out, but yeah. don't take make it a 2v1, right?
Yeah, man.
Because it is illegal. Why is it illegal? I mean, it should be illegal. I'm not asking that. Like, you know, no.
I just don't. Yeah. How do you even govern that, really? Unless somebody tells authorities, right? Like, I don't know. Like, unless the cops run in on you, and you got like a picture of your family next to the bed while y'all fucking. How would they?
How could you
get arrested for that?
Unless? Never mind. I get why it's illegal. Never mind.
You want to show why?
It's not illegal so much because of brother and sister. It's more illegal because father, son, father, daughter.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So
it's because if you have babies together, there's a higher chance of them.
Which, that's not 100% true. There is a slightly higher chance after a few generations. Yeah. Like if two incest kids had a kid, then it's a higher chance. But
I feel like
it's not illegal also everywhere. It's not like a federal mandate.
Is it like a state thing?
It's like a state thing.
And other countries, shit.
I feel like, in England, that's like how they try to preserve like the king and queen's bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of like inbreeding and stuff.
They
like
encourage
that.
It.
Yeah.
You know? They you know what a Sadie's Hawking dance is?
No.
Yeah, it's a dance where the girls ask the guys.
Oh my god, I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah, they got something like that in England. It's a gala, but you know, it's where the sis ask the bros.
Yeah,
yeah. Have y'all ever did y'all school do Sadie Hawkins dance?
No, we had dances, like, but I don't
or something. Maybe we had one. But.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I just always heard that in like TVs. I don't know about that.
Oh yeah,
Sadie Hawkins. Yeah, who is Sadie Hawkins?
She was the first girl to ask a man out.
Changed the game completely.
Yeah, she was like, bro,
hold on right there, sweetheart. I'm gonna write that down in the history book. You were real brave just now.
Yeah.
Sadie Hawkins.
Oh, very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had one in like eighth grade, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And it caused a huge uproar because a bunch of girls kept asking the same guys. So like
there are a bunch of guys who are like, they said yes.
I'll fucking kill myself right now.
It was a few guys, and they were all like football, basketball players, all that stuff, who said yes to a few girls. And the school was like, bro, you can't have three. I'm sorry. You can't take three girls to the Sadie's Hawkins.
I swear to God, we'll shut this fucking thing down.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler, if you don't pick one of those fucking girls.
Yeah.
They just hating, bro.
Because the girls, I think that year the girls were like getting into fights with each other too.
That makes sense.
And it's like,
I don't care if you're my sister, I'll beat your ass.
Man, yeah. I mean, couldn't be me. I mean, wait, no, like it could be me. Ladies, if y'all trying to go dance, hit me up.
Yeah, bro, let's go out dancing. So. Man, I've been listening to that new Drake all week.
I
ain't worn a shirt, and I mean I got one on for the podcast, but I'm gonna start playing that Drake halfway through, and then it's coming up and off. Yeah.
I don't
like it, bro. Yeah, why are you handing me so rough, girl? Bro, that's the question we all been asking.
Mm-hmm.
Things can't get sticky. Yeah.
Falling back on me.
Ooh, yeah.
That's what's up, yo.
Let's dance, bro.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, I've been.
Chris hates Drake.
Yeah.
I don't hate Drake. Why does everybody keep saying
Chris that hates house Drake. Music? Sorry, Chris, y'all.
I don't hate Chris. Right, Chris, I don't hate
Chris,
house
Chris,
music.
Chris said, fuck Drake, fuck Catronata, fuck wow. Beyonce.
Wow.
Chris,
wow.
Chris, okay, Chris hates house go. Music.
Chris here. Said, fuck D2T.
Yeah.
Fuck Divine Interview.
Yeah.
I didn't say none of that.
Chris said, fuck Molly.
He definitely didn't say that. Let the record show. I did not say that last year. Yeah.
I would never.
Look, man, I just, you know.
Listen. He hurt his knee dancing is what happened. And now he can't.
So now, yeah. I wish I could listen to this new Drake album, but I fucked my knee up in high school.
Yeah. He had the first track and his knee started twitching. He's having flashbacks.
Turn it off!
Turn it off! I can't handle it.
Look, man. Honestly, never mind. I get it because that's the name of the album.
Yeah, honestly,
okay.
No. All
right.
Nah, but you know, I mean, I heard it. I've heard songs from it when I've been out and about, and you know, it sounds great. It's good. You know, I don't hate it. I'm not going to listen to all 2 hours of whatever this album is.
It's not even 2 hours. It's at a crisp like 52 minutes.
All right. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I'll wait. I'll wait till the streets tell me which of the songs I need to add to the playlist. That's it. That's all I've been saying.
Everyone's dropping dance music this year, which is great. That new Beyonce single, fantastic.
I haven't heard it yet.
Big Freedia. She's on it. Great. Nice. It's called Break My Soul. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
Yeah, that's good.
You won't
man.
Break my soul. You won't.
That's good, man.
She's telling people to quit her jobs. Release of course your job. She is. Release your trade. Release your stress. Release your hard, dog. Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's good.
Yeah, listeners, hey, even if you don't dance, let's go out dancing.
Right.
Let's pull up to Reverie.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go to a club that you'll not have a great time at.
Man, yeah, dude, that's...
Dude, that's the thing
that I realized when we pull up to Shaka Khan... What's it? Shaka Khan?
Shaka Khan Hacienda, which is every Sunday, but they close in October.
Oh, well.
Eight Arm.
I guess I got... Wait, RIP, 8 Arm is closing?
Yeah, 8 Arm. RIP 8 Arm.
Wait, they're like ending?
In October, yeah.
Yeah.
They just said it today.
Oh, damn.
Some Buckhead developers bought it out.
Damn, man.
They about to replace it with a coffee shop.
Damn, man. Well, I guess I know what I'm doing this Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should pull up.
When I was there this past Sunday, when we pulled up for a little bit,
you got to be there for the event.
Yeah. I can't just be pulling up.
That's not just something you can pull up to. You got to specifically.
Yeah, I got to be there day drinking in the sun starting at 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what
Drew's
it is.
Drew's going to be playing again. I think he's playing there every Sunday.
I think what I've learned is it's not so much the club that I don't like. I just don't like it being packed like that. It doesn't seem comfortable.
It's not supposed to be.
I mean, then I'm out.
Yeah, no, the club is, you're supposed to have so many folks that, like, you kind of zone out into your bubble. That's how the club works, where it's like there are so many folks everywhere that you are just in whatever circle you've carved out, and then you just in your own world having a blast.
I just remember, man, we broke through the crowd to go meet up with Jordy, and then I had my snow cone. I had got like a little.
Oh, yeah. You were eating a snow cone.
Yeah, man. And man, I was hanging on that snow cone for dear life, man. Mm-hmm. People kept dancing on me. I was like, hey, excuse me. I got a snow cone. I'm pretty sure.
Knocks it over. It just falls on the ground. Chris is like, I don't like this event.
That's. And also, man, I was waiting in line, dude, to get a drink. And I was standing behind these folks. And they moved up. I move up. They get to the table. They get a drink. And then leave. And I move up to the table, and the lady's like, hey, actually, the line starts over here. And I was like, man, this, you saw me here this entire time.
Yeah, you saw me stepping closer and closer.
And then you wait until I got to the table. And then, you know, I think that was just like a bad introduction that day, you know? But, you know,
you will not be able to get a drink in that thing. It's so many people.
Yeah, man, so many people. Just living the life, man. That's great. So many people had their shirts off. So many people in great shape.
Oh, yeah. It was a bunch of ripped dudes and harnesses. It was insane, man. It's like, dang, bro.
Really? Yeah.
Hey, whatever gym you at, they need to have your face on the wall.
Yeah, whoever Jim is, man, he's doing y'all some good work.
I was about to say, hey, Jim got y'all boys swole.
Up, Jim keeping y'all swole.
Man, speaking of getting swole, bro, I had for lunch, I just went to go see my mom this weekend, and she gave me some brisket.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. But mm-hmm. She gave me like a fucking half of a birthday cake or something. She gave me a slab that was gigantic, like a whole ass brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had that for lunch today. I just ate like a pound of meat, of brisket.
Yeah.
And I don't get how Jordan Peterson and Joe Rogan and all them boys just be eating just large amounts of just meat. That's it.
Yeah.
I felt fucking sick.
Yeah, man.
I felt bad. Yeah. I think it was like sweaty and uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just have meat.
You're not even supposed to have that much meat.
Yeah. Definitely. Don't just eat a bunch of meat, guys, if you're out there.
Yeah.
I felt bad for quite a while afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It was good meat.
Yeah.
But it was too much meat and also just only meat.
Yeah. Man, shit! You should have brought some over here. We'd help them take care of it.
You know, I know. I gave some to two of my coworkers because it was so much I couldn't eat it all. But
damn, do your coworkers do a podcast with you?
Well, no, but you know, we're working on the art and stuff.
So. We got a few clips. We ain't released it yet. We're stocking up some. We're making some episodes before. Yeah.
We're getting a few in the bank. You know, we're all going on tour later. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We want to make sure
we're calling
we have
it
some.
Protection and security.
It's just you and the accountant. You guys are talking again.
Also, readers, live show August 26th.
Absolutely.
At Joystick Game Bar.
August 26th.
Put it in your calendar.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to say that up top.
But
we'll just take this chunk and put it at the beginning.
Yeah.
What the fuck I look like?
Cut it. Move it. Boink. Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Wow,
it's us.
Back to the podcast.
Good to be here. Live show, August 26th at Joystick Game Bar. Reserve your ticket now at www. There's not really a ticket link. Just
I'll make a ticket link again for the first time.
Let's sell tickets, man. $250.
But August 26th is a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it is at 8:00, like the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And y'all should come out. Yeah. Hey, if you're listening to this and you like what you hear and you want to see it live in person,
mm-hmm.
no edits,
yeah.
police waiting by the door.
Yeah.
They've got the nod of his tip about Chris. You can see that live.
Yeah, man. Ain't no sense. Ain't no Bugs Bunny in the lineup.
Call the SWAT team.
Yes.
It's called SWATting. It's a new fad. All your kids are doing it.
We will be there at a table
Wachovia app open. Ladies.
Learn how to credit card scam at the live show.
I'm telling you.
My routing and account number right there.
Yeah. Bring me 500. Top. I'll turn it into 2,500 at the show. I promise.
Yeah, man. Should be a good time. Should be fun. Live show.
Yeah.
August 26th. Joystick.
At the Edgewood. Live show, we'll show you a big a big screen full of numbers and letters. If you can find the I, I'll cash up you $500.
Yes. Yep, the live show, we will be scratching off lottery tickets very slowly.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah,
that would be very
the entire
fun.
Show is just a damn fuck.
Damn shit.
Some comic used to do that. I think it was E. Craig. He used to sign up at Hole in the Wall. I remember somebody telling me, and he would just get on. He would sit on the stool and just scratch off lottery tickets, which is pretty funny.
That would be a fun bit for the live podcast, because if we won anything, it'd be a fun organic moment, and we'd be like, "We're gonna split it with everyone who came to the show tonight, and it's gonna be one free ticket."
You get a corner. Yeah. You get a corner.
You get to watch me scratch the next one.
Man, I'm thinking about this, man. I think it'd be great just in the live show. I've been kicking around ideas and stuff. What if we just release a bear in the audience? We just get a bear in a little tiny hallway, have it just while we're recording, just let it just do its thing. I think that'd be fun.
Chris, you're going to scare everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a bear with a bulletproof vest?
Oh, right?
That's good.
Yeah, I don't think we can afford either the bear or the bulletproof vest.
I know
I've
a guy.
Really cute. They have these bears that are kind of baby bears.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We could have baby bears.
Baby bear with a bulletproof vest?
They can't
shoot at a baby bear. It's illegal.
Yeah, a baby bear with a bulletproof vest sounds like a Tekken character. You know? Oh, damn, he's beating my ass with baby bear with a bulletproof vest.
Fuck. I think we can make the live show more exciting. We should do a thing like that. What if, listeners, quick poll. Mm-hmm. What if I released 5 frogs during the show? How many people would stay in the room and let it rock versus how many people would leave Joystick Bar and go tell management that we let a bunch of live frogs loose? I need to know so we know who not to invite.
Exactly, yeah.
If you get one in your drink, I'll buy you another drink.
Mm-hmm. And if you get a drink in your frog, hey, call that frog an Uber.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun. We should do something. We can figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more often than not, we'll probably do the same thing, just a little tighter.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a way better idea of what we'll be doing this time, so that's great. I feel like the first one was amazing. That was so fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Now we just got to do it again and again and again.
Yeah, whatever you guys want from the live show, we'll do it. If everybody attends wants a little kiss on the forehead, hey, Chris handing them out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we should get, what if we got dancers? What if we just hired some dancers just to dance while we just do the podcast? That'd be hilarious. Mm-hmm.
The whole time.
Yeah, the whole time.
How much to dance for an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Just an hour to just us talking.
Yeah. But you got to be on beat.
Yeah, you have to be on beat to our shenanigans. Damn, man, I'm getting some good ideas, man. What if we brought a gun?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, shit. I brought one for the last podcast. Glad I didn't have to use it. But
yeah, but you did wave it around a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you weren't at the last one, I was pointing it at people. But hey, I bet they stayed for the whole podcast.
Yeah, a lot of people stayed.
Yeah. Well, shit, man. Well, guys, I think that's it.
We don't hit the dang such and such.
I think this is it. Mm-hmm. And that's the podcast.
Wait. What y'all boys got coming up?
Not shit.
None.
Nothing at all. I haven't been booked in months.
You got something coming up?
You're literally booked this week. I'm actually on the Best of the Best at the Skull this Thursday, doing 20 minute sets.
This Thursday, like tomorrow?
When this podcast drops.
Oh, okay.
Thursday, the 30th. Make sure you come out to the Skull and see me do a long set. It's going to be all the jokes you hate, it's going to be all the jokes you love. So come check that out. And then Saturday, July 2nd, Marcus Crespo from Jacksonville. I'm back in Savannah 3 weeks in a row, hosting that thing down. That's going to be fun. And then Sunday, like always, hey, I'm at the damn Skull. So make sure you come by and watch me be sweaty on a Sunday. All right. That's it. That's it for this week. You know what I mean?
Cool. I don't think I have anything going up. But yeah. I'll probably be at one of those things. So, yeah.
Do you... Wait, no. I'll ask you this later.
All right.
Listeners? Did you watch a bunch of that this Cinemax softcore stuff?
Listeners, I guess you got to wait to the next episode to see how sticky I got.
Yeah. We're going to list the titles off next time. Dude, what was it? What was the earliest thing you busted to?
Oh, easy one. Softcore. That's easy. I'll play it right now.
And whoa.